All right, welcome back. As promised, we have the NanoPi M4 today, and you can get one of these at cat5.tv/NanoPi. This one was contributed to Category 5 TV by Marshman, and we thank you, Marshman, very much for sending this in or bringing it in to us, actually making the drive. He drove 8 hours to bring this to us, folks. And here it is. Let's get into the box. This is a Rockchip RK3399 CPU, so it actually has two CPU chips. One of them is the ARM Cortex A72, that's up to 2 gigahertz. And it has a quad core as well, Cortex A53 up to 1.5, so a total of 6 cores. And look at that. First thing I notice is it has a ton of little micro resistors and everything else, but look at the flip side. You don't often see that where, wow, in order to cram so much into such a small form factor, they've double-sided this SBC. So there's the Rockchip RK3399 actually on the bottom of the SBC. That's kind of interesting. So quick run-through of the specifications here. I see full-sized HDMI, and that is with a Mali T864 GPU, and it will run up to 60 frames per second in 4K. On the bottom here, we've got a micro SD slot for the operating system. Now, there isn't a standard eMMC port on here, but there is a port here, and I'm not sure if that's proprietary or just a different interface, but it's not the standard eMMC port. But it does support eMMC. You just need either an adapter, I suppose, or a specific module for the NanoPi. It has dual channel. I mentioned a little earlier tonight that it has up to 4 gigabytes of RAM. You can choose whether you want 2 gig or 4 gig. So even their base model has twice as much RAM as a Raspberry Pi 3B+. It's 1866 LPDDR3 memory. It has native gigabit Ethernet. So that's going to give you a gig connection to your router, and it is a dedicated chip as far as I understand, and we've got 4 USB 3.0 ports. So we're looking at a little SBC here that is screaming fast. It's USB 3, and there's 4 of them. It also has a USB-C over here that can be used to either power it, or you can use your OTG connecting cables and adapters and things like that. If you did that, I suppose you'd have to power it over the GPIO. And speaking of the GPIO, it's a 40-pin, so Raspberry Pi style. It's also got UART, SPI, and a whole bunch of other connectors here as well. If you want to add some kind of sensors or things, if you're a maker and you want to build this thing up, you can do that. It has a stereo headphone jack, which also doubles as a microphone input. And, of course, audio also goes out over the HDMI if you're using an HDMI monitor plugged into that. I guess the only other thing I notice here on the board is this 2-pin connector here, which looks like a real-time clock. So it's got an RTC chip built in, and by adding a battery there, even when your SBC is powered off or disconnected from electricity, it will still be able to remember the time. As I mentioned, the USB-C connector is used for power, and so that means the board is 5 volts, and it would like a 3-amp power supply. And as far as accessories go, now I mentioned that if you want to go eMMC, well, we've got to get a specific type of eMMC. We're not going to be able to use our standard card. But one of the things that's really impressive about this one is the heatsink. This is available for an additional $7, but look at that. Solid aluminum. That's the heatsink, folks. Now, I mentioned that the CPU is on the bottom, so this is going to go right on there, and that's what your SBC is going to look like. Marshman has fired one of these up and said, you know what, the heatsink gets pretty warm, so it just goes to show that, hey, with this much power, this thing is going to generate a fair bit of heat, so you may want to consider getting yourself the heatsink. Now, there's some thermal pad here, so that's going to go on your processor, and that is going to create a thermal connection between the heatsink and the CPU. Make sure that if you've got fingerprints on it like I have, we're going to clean that off with a little bit of alcohol and a clean wipe or something before I put that thermal pad on there. And then that's going to go right on there. I can't wait to fire this thing up and check it out. We're going to be doing that on a future show, see how it performs. We'll do some benchmarks and some gaming and see how that works. But that is the NanoPi M4. It's about $65 and another $7 for the heatsink, and you can get that at cat5.tv/nanopie.
That is a very cool computer. I love it. I love that heatsink.
I love the single board computers are getting, like, look at the power of that thing. And it's super small. 4 gigs of RAM.
4 3.0 USB, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like, what is my computer? I don't think my computer has 4.
I'm sure yours does. Yours is a bit of a beast. But it is like this.
Yeah, that's right.
Versus this something I can fit in my shirt pocket.